I would like to announce to all of you the program which we have today arranged for you. We will start with Samsara Bhavana a little later, but we are singing. I don't know if all of you are aware, I'm going to say today is a very special, a sacred day, and a very difficult spiritual day. Yes, it is difficult because it is the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. A very moving day for us as his disciples. And it's philosophically difficult also. Because he has disappeared, but he has not gone. How to bring these two concepts in the head? I will talk a little bit on this subject matter after Samsara Dhavana.
And
then we will all together do a Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada and offer flowers and our respectful obeisances to him. I'm very happy that so many of you have come already, although it's maybe a little, many of you came late to bed yesterday. I'm a little bit concerned. Some of you are standing, there are still places to sit. You might like to make yourself more comfortable. You want to come and sit with us in the other room? Okay. Samsara Dhamma Nagariya Loka Tanaya Parna Gana Gana Tama Oh,
Yeah.
Krishnapadaya, Krishnapadaya, Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti, Vedanta,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
In your song books, do you have the song Ye Anilo Prima Dhana? We have. So, let us get the microphone for Nana Thakur for a moment so that she can translate. No. You will first think we are Anilo Prima Dhana. Yes, you have. Is it in Croatian?
No.
English? In Croatian we have our Croatian somewhat? No? There is. Can we have one for Nana Thakur to read to all of you? Just the translation. Slow, that everyone can hear. Slujate.
Gdje je otišao sam ako pod šinima sa čarom koji je donio vlada božanske ljubavi i koji je bio preko milosti i samilosti? Gdje je moj svarog dana da je jutro svala? Gdje se natra? Gdje je radno je da si zavrti tvojih duša? Gdje su moj radno je tata i dopao tata? I gdje je tišan dan spavirač? Gdje je iznena da otišao veliki plesač gospodin Lorana? Da otiću glavu sjeni i ući u vatru. Gdje ću naći riznicu svi divnih objeta gospodinu Lorana? Znači da nije mogla biti društvo gospodine Rolanje, kad tako si joj baktiskla mene provodio svoje zabave, ne li tam danas sam uplaća.
This is sung at the disappearance of great personalities. It expresses a great pain, the pain of separation from these personalities.
Kada pesma se pjeva na dana odlaska velikih ličnosti, ja ne izražava našu bolu odvojnosti od tih osoba.
I can see many devotees, not many, but some devotees have come. We still have places to offer to you. It's beautiful carpet here.
Ne, ne baš vaš bakta, ako želite sestri, ali imam mjesto na papiriti.
Or you would, or some who feel some guests may not be comfortable on the floor, so maybe some devotees would like to sit here. Yes, so it's a possible.
Kao što sam gleda spomenula, za nas prava kada je ročen i kukla smo ga osobno prodavali, ovo je vrlo vrlo svišetna.
And then we are in private rooms, we cry many liters of water today.
I kada smo sami sagrada ispačali po velika nas suza danas.
At the same time, we are instructed by Saint Lit, by Shastra, that a great soul never disappears.
Isto vremeno nam Shastra nam govore da svoje velike duše nikada ne odlaze.
In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in his last instruction to me, in his physical form, said, first of all, you must understand that life is eternal. There's no death.
So
it is a very difficult day. I would like to talk today on Srila Prabhupada a little bit in my own meeting with Srila Prabhupada and the instructions that she gave to me, and I want to also make some very deep points for all of you so that you can go deeper in your understanding of Srila Prabhupada.
I također bih nekada da budu planiti kako da vi svi mogu od njih imati dobro biti još ne doći u vaše duhovno razumijenje.
Because it is a very serious subject, I wish to request those who have children who feel very much enlivened to express themselves at all. When the children become lively to play with them and the nice sun.
Pošto je ovo ozbiljna stvar,
But of course they are welcome when they feel peaceful.
Naravno, ako su umina, onda su ljubavniša.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 We will read today from a verse which was one of the last one of the last verses which Srila Prabhupada translated while he was with us on this planet. It has a very, very nice and instructive part in the Prabhupada which I think will make your hearts very happy.
I u smislu postoje neke lijepe plante koje ćemo sve
sveći. The verse in Sanskrit is Kala svabhava sanskada karma karma gunadivi svamahi dvasta mahibir mutimad virupasita. And if you were now here from our talented translator, the word by word translation, the translation into the verb.
Kala.
Kala.
Činite vremena.
Činite vremena.
Svabhava.
Svabhava.
Vlasika priroda.
Vlasika priroda.
Samskara.
Samskara.
Očišćenje.
Očišćenje.
Kama.
Kama.
Želja.
Želja.
Karma.
Karma.
Podrasno djelo.
Podrasno djelo.
Guna.
Guna.
Tri gole na krenu prirode.
Tri gole na krenu prirode.
Adivi.
Adivi.
I drugi.
I drugi.
Slomahi prasta mahibi.
Slomahi prasta mahibi.
Če nezavisnost počinje na gospodinu na noć.
Če nezavisnost počinje na gospodinu na noć.
Murti mati.
Murti mati.
Posjedujući oblik.
Posjedujući oblik.
Upasita.
Upasita.
Obožavaj.
Obožavaj.
Rama je onda vidio da su kala, čim je vremena, svabhava, priroda koju osoba razvija kroz druženje, samskara, pročišćenje, kama, želja, karma, podanosno djelo, i guna, prirode po materijalne prirode, čija nezavisnost potpuno počinje od gospodina u noći, poprimili oblike da također obožavaju te lične mutije. Smisam, niko osim Višnje ovdje nema nikakvu nezavisnost. Ako postavljamo svjesni te činjenice, onda smo zaista svjesni Krišne. Trebali bi da se uvijek sjećamo da je Krišna jedini vrhovni gospodar i da su svi drugi njegovi sluge, te kao i Švara Krišna Arsata Prithya. Čak su i Narayana Shiva počinjeni Krišni, Shiva za njim činuti. Bala Devi je također počinjen Krišni, to činjenica. Te kao i Švara Krišna Arsata Prithya, ja i ja će na čaju svi teče koji nitja. Trebamo shvatiti da niko nije nezavisan, jer je sve djelić i čestica Krišne. Sve se kreće i djeluje po Krišnjoj vrhovnoj želji. To razumijevanje, ta svjesnost i svjesnost Krišnje. Ja sam Narayanan Devan, Brahman, Gradi, Dajvi, Taj, Samatri, Najvelik, Šeta, Satošan, Vidalik, Junan. Osoba koja smatra da su prvo bogovi po pobrojnoj šive na istom nivou, kao Narayan, je svakako vjeđalac. Niko se ne može porediti sa Narayanom ili Krišnjom. Krišna je Narayana, Narayana Krišna, zato što je Krišna izvorni Narayana. Sam Brahma se obraća Krišni sljedećim riječima. Narayana spomnati sava dehi nama. Ti si također Narayana. U stvari ti si izvorni Narayana. Kala činita vremena ima puno pratitelja, kao što su Svabhava, Samskara, Kama, Karma i Guna. Svabhava, priroda osobe, obliku se zavisno od druženja sa materijalnim odlikama. Karanam guna samosya sadasavim jamasi. Sad i asad svabhava, više niža priroda živog bića, oblikuju se pri združenju sa različitim oblikama, sattva guna, rađa guna i tamo guna. Trebamo postepeno doći do sattva guna, tako da možemo izvući dvije niže guna, mi možemo postići redovnim razgovaranjem, vršenjem Bhagavatam i slušanjem i Krišnjim djelatnostima. Naša kraja Švabha Brnišnjim i Tjavu Bhagavatam sjevija. Sve Krišnjine djelatnosti opisane u Šrimad Bhagavatam, a čak i zabavan u vezi s pitanom će transcendentalno. Sa slušanjem i razgovaranjem u Šrimad Bhagavatam možemo se vladati rađakom u Tjavu i tako ostati temeljeni samo u Sakuru. Tada nam rađa guna tamo guna ne mogu namiriti. Pa naša dharma je sva suštinske važnosti, jer može ljuda dovesti do glasa pod guna. Tada rađa stama bhava kama bhava jašćeja. Tamo guna i rađa guna povećavaju požudu i popleku, koje tako zaključu život liče da ono bila primorana da žive materijalno svijetu u mnogim oblicima života. To je veoma opasno. Zato sljeđenje principa ove naše dharme trebamo doći na mnogostat vodine i razviti brahmanske odlike, kao što su urednost i čistoća, rano ustajanje i prisustvovanje na dvaratriku, etc. I tako ne. Na taj način trebamo ostati utemeljeni u sat vodine. Onda tamo guna i rađe guna neće moći da utiču na nas. Tada rađe se mu bhava, kao malo bhava na šeji, će taj taj na navidham, stupan, sa sivati. Ova prilika za počišćenje predstavlja posebno obilježje ljudskog života. U drugim oblicima života to nije moguće. Takvo počišćenje se veoma lako može dostići Radha Krishna Bhajana, predanim služenjem Radhe i Krishna. Stoga naravno da svako pjeva Hari Hari Vipala i Džana Gunaina, ukazajući da čovjek koji ne obožava Radhu Krishna, plati svoj ljudski oblik života. Vasudeva Bhagavati i Bhakti Yoga Prayojica Čena ja te ašu ve radim. Služići Vasudevu, osoba se vrlo brzo odriče materijalnog života. Naprimjer, članovi pokreta svjesnosti Krišne, koji su zaokupljeni sa Vasudevu Bhakti, vrlo brzo dolaze do razine dobrog Vaishnava. U toliko mjeri da su ljudi iznenađeni, da mrači i lagano mogu doći do te razine. To je moguće zahvaljujući Vasudevu Bhakti. Ali ako u ovom ljudskom životu ne dođemo do razine svakog dana, onda, kao što naravno da se ako pjeva, Hari Hari Vipala i Džana Mao Gnani, nema koriste od toga što smo dobili u vanje svog učinika. Šivira Raka Lačarija objašnjava da je svaki element spomenut u prvoj polovini ovog stiha uzrok materijalne zatrpanosti. Kao da činite vremena, pokreće guna materijalne prirode, a sva bhava je rezultat družanja s tim gunama. Stoga naravno da se ako kaže Bhakta Sane Vasa, ako se osoba druži s obakvima, onda će se mi na svoj bhava, priroda, promijeniti. Svrha naše pokreta svjesnosti Krišne je da ljudima pruži dobro društvo, tako da za te promjene može doći i možemo vidjeti da zahvaljujući ovome se vodom jednom čitavom svijetu postepeno postavljeno. Što se tiče... Što se tiče sanskara i počišćenja, ono je moguće zahvaljujući dobrom druženju. Jer dobrim druženjem osoba razvija dobre navike, a navike postaju jedna druga prirodna. Stoga bhakta sa ne glas. Pružimo ljudima priliku da žele sa bhaktama. Onda će se njihove navike promijeniti. Ta prilika postoji u ljudskom obliku života. Ali kao što naravno da se ako pjeva, Hari Hari Vipala i Džana Mao Gnani, ako ne iskoristimo tu priliku, potratit ćemo svoj život. Zato pokušavamo spasiti ljudsko društvo degradacije i utječi ljude da više prirode. Što se tiče kame i karme, želja i djelatnosti, ako netko predano služi, razvija drugačiju prirodu, nego ako je obuzet od ujavljanja i svetina. Naravno, ishod je također drugačiji, zavisno druženje sa različitim prirodama, čije običe dobija određenu vrstu tijela. Karma je nas nego sve sa rastavljanjem djelatnosti. Zato trebamo uvijek tražiti dobro društvo, društvo bata. Onda će naš život biti uspješan. Kim si i kako si. Ako ne treba priliku živjeti u dobrom društvu bhakta, onda može njegovati znanje i njegova priroda ili narav će se prirodno promijeniti i njegovo vječno dobro.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrshaya Muntare Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jnanite Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachayine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prachapyade Shatayine
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
From the perfect very nice sentences. I think they come in the second paragraph. One should understand. One should understand that no one is independent, for everything is part and parcel of Krishna, and is acting and moving by the supreme desire of Krishna. This understanding, this consciousness, is Krishna consciousness.
Treba shvatiti da niko nije nezavisan, što je sve djelić i čestica Krishna. Sve se kreće i djeluje i Krishna je vrhovno želje. To razumijevanje, ta svjesnost je svjesnost Krishna.
This understanding was propagated by Srila Prabhupada when we asked him if he could pray that Prabhupada's health would be restored and he would live for many, many more years. It was when he was on his deathbed.
Ovako razumijevanje rano propagirao Srila Prabhupada kad su me pitali da li se treba moliti da on ostane dobro zdravlje još dugo, dugo živi kada je bio na svoj samrti.
Yes. We were asking Prabhupada for a proper prayer which would be appropriate.
And Prabhupada
said, you can say, my dear Krishna, if you so desire, please cure our spiritual master.
Dragi naš Krishna, ako tako želiš, molim te izjeći našeg
Prabhupada. No. Yes. Krishna was independent.
Šta Prabhupada znao da je Krishna nezavisan?
Everything moves, acts and moves by the supreme desire of Krishna.
Sve djeluje, kreće se prema vrhovnoj želji Krishna.
So, my dear Krishna, if you so desire, please.
Stoga rekao, dragi moj Krishna, ako tako želiš, molim te, izvijeći što to tako.
If you don't desire, then don't do.
Ako ne želiš, ne mogu učiniti.
You are free.
Slobodan si.
I think this gives us a little understanding how absolutely dependent a pure devotee makes himself on the desires of the Lord.
Mislim da nam ovo daje neki osjećaj o tome koliko zavisni sada čisti vakta čini o gospodinu.
Such a pure devotee is sent by Krishna, Krishna so desires, and he is taken back by Krishna, if Krishna so desires.
Ako Krishna tako želi, on tako vaku šalje na si, i ako tako želi, on tako uvlači za si, tako neće.
Yes. However, one time, Prabhupada forced Krishna to do something and Krishna unwillingly had to surrender to Prabhupada.
Međutim, jednom prilikom je Prabhupada prisilio Krishna na nešto učini i Krishna je dobro što to mora učiniti.
It was in the very, very beginning when he was going by boat to America.
To bilo na samom početku kada on već krenuo za Ameriku putem broda.
Because of the high waves and the bad climate, Srila Prabhupada suffered two consecutive heart attacks on that Atlantic crossing.
Zbog loših vremenskih uvjeta i visokih valova, Srila Prabhupada morao proći kroz dva srčana napada da bi prelazio Atlantski ocean.
When he laid down for the second heart attack, or when he was laid down for the second heart attack, he really felt Krishna would take him back now. It was so painful and he knew it. there is no chance to survive this.
Kada nađa drugi sečan nakon, on je nažao, ima osjećaj da nema teorija da preživi, da će više sigurno uzeti.
And he already saw a boat coming that, which was rowed by Krishna and his many incarnations. It has come to take him from the ocean of birth and death to the eternal birth of earth.
Već je vidio Krishna kako dolazi da nakon šansu da ga praznuje da je duhovni svijet nakon duhovni inkarnacije.
Prabhupada said, no!
Prabhupada je rekao, ne.
Please don't take me now.
Molim te, nemoj mi sad ovdje.
I have not yet fulfilled the orders of my spiritual master.
Još nisam ispunio naredbe svog duhovnog učitelja.
I need some flavor, please.
Molim te, treba mi neko vrijeme.
Krishna looked at him because he wanted to take him back.
Krishna me pogleda i onda je htio uzeti na sve.
He wanted him in his association.
Htio je u svom društvu.
Krishna said, almost frustrated. Okay, then do your nonsense.
Krishna je rekao, gotovo prostijen, okay, onda napraviti besmislenu stvar.
This is how Prabhupada, these are his own words. Urenu, what is it? Yes, your glupas. not something else, glupas.
I to su riječi kao sam Prabhupada, rekao da to piše, rekao, okay, napravim svoj glupas.
Of course, it was not nonsense what Prabhupada wanted to do, but from Krishna's perspective, he was frustrated because he didn't want to come back. So we can see Krishna sends such great souls, and he takes them also. There is another example in Shastra. A great soul is sent to this world to liberate a person from the ocean of birth and death. It is Gop Kumar. And he wants to go one. Gopkumar wants to join Krishna as a pastime that morning, and he, on the way he meets Srimati Radharani.
Gopkumar se htio predložiti nekoj italijanoj zabavi Krishna i na putu da tamo ostaje Srimati Radharani.
And Radharani says, no, please don't go to Krishna this time. There is a soul who urgently needs your help in the material world. Please go and give him the required instructions so that he can talk to the local Vrindavan.
Srimati Radharani je rekla, ne, ne, molim te ovaj put nemojići do Krishna, posebno došao na tom svijetu koja učanički treba tvoju pomoć i molim te da mi neke skripce da se može vratiti u duhovni svijet.
Then around this time he can say like this, one Brahmana is arriving at Keshi Ghat in Vrindavan. And there he hears the sound of someone crying in some part of the forest. He's trying to find him. He's going through the thick forest of Vrindavan, and then he finds in some clearing this most illuminating personality who is just crying. He cries, but at the same time he is so incredibly happy. So the Brahmana asks, who are you?
Gopkumar
sits up and collects his composure, says, in this world they know me with one name, but I have another name.
Dobro vas se ispravljaju sa Brahmana u ovom svijetu me poznaju pod jednim imenom, ali jednom još jednom.
I have been sent here to help you.
Poslali si me ovdje da ti pomogne.
And then to instill faith in the Brahmana, he begins to read his mind.
A onda da bi probudio vjeru u tom Brahmanu, počeo me čitati misli.
You chant the same secret mantra which I have chanted.
Ti mantra, šistimo svetu mantra koju sam ja primantra.
And he tells him the Gopal mantra.
I nam rekao Gopal mantra.
Where did you know?
Brahman me pita, odakle ti to?
The Gopal just doesn't answer the question, but tells him his whole life.
Onda Gopal mi je odgovorio na pitanje, već mi se pričao što tako je živ.
And he says that, listen, I will tell you now the instructions that you need to go back to Godhead.
On je rekao, sad slušaj, da ću ti sada to poslije s kojima ću se vratiti, da ću kući Bog.
This is how we must understand Prabhupada.
Na taj način moramo shvatiti Prabhupada.
He sent by Krishna, not Radharani, Radha and Krishna, to help us.
Poslao je Krishna, Shrimati Radharani, Radha Krishna, da nam pomogne.
We should make full use of his teachings for our own transcendental benefits.
Za svoju vlastitu transcendentalnu korist moramo potpuno iskoristiti njegovo učenje.
In the 10th canto, the second chapter, we find how the devatas are trying to describe the work of such great souls.
U 10. poglavlju, drugom poglavlju, pronalazimo opis koji polo bogovi opisuju u djela protiv velike
kriša. He says, these acharyas come to this world and they bring with them a certain method which help people to cross over the ocean of birth and death.
On kaže da čari dolaze na svijet i sa sobom ono se određene metode koja će pomoći ljudima da pređe ocean da žele se.
And when the devatas say this method is like a boat which can help people cross over the ocean.
A onda te devati kažu, ta metoda je kućanca koji će pomoći ljudima da pređu od sve većine smrti.
You can see this boat here, which crosses over the ocean.
To vi možete vidjeti neki jedrilice kako vidite.
It's a stormy ocean, but the boat works all right.
Ali jedrilice da vam vredi.
So the spiritual master bring us a boat so which we can cross not the Adriatic Sea, not the Atlantic Ocean, but the ocean of samsara, the terrible ocean with high waves.
A naš okun naša koja znači donosi čamac koji nije da prelažen Jadranskog mora i Atlantskog oceana, već za prelazak oceana samsara, već jedan smrt koji je užasno i tela sa visokim valima.
Some of the waves have been described in the text which Narada Kund has read to us. It is karma, material desires.
Neki od tih valova su opisani u smislu koji smo počitali, na primjer karma, materialne želje.
If you look at this audience according to this perspective, you are all thrown away, thrown back and forth by the waves of desire.
S tog gledišta, ako pogledamo našu publiku danas, vidimo da oni bivaju bacani i nošeni, ali tamo i valovima želja.
Some of the desires are very nice. They have brought, the wave of desire has brought Dolores to be here. Very good.
Neka ti želje su vrlo dobre, na primjer, val želje da mi ovdje danas svaki na Dolores, ja to nego.
But there are other waves which are sometimes very problematic.
Postoje i drugi valovi koji su ponekad jako problematični.
Fall in love, when we divorce, by these waves.
Pomoću tih valova mi se zaljubljujemo i razvodimo.
We become happy and frustrated by these waves. Some of the waves are just pushing us for a whole lifetime. For instance, a desire to make money. And these waves are so terrible, they just sometimes don't help us to cross the ocean, and they throw us away from Krishna consciousness.
I ti volim se tako užati na uzmanom pomogu, da prijeđemo od sana, da nas oblače u svjesnosti Krišna.
But if we go into the boat of the acharyas, to this, follow their divine instructions which they have, or the method which they have given, we will surely reach our goal. Surely.
No, ako uđemo u članak acharya, odnosno slijedimo njihove instrukcije i metodu koju smo nam dali, sigurno ćemo dostići svoj cilj.
When we come in contact with these great souls, a very interesting meeting takes place.
Kad dođemo u dodir sa velikim dušama, dolazi do jednog vrlo zanimljivog sastanka.
On one side, or let us say from the spiritual world, the whole spiritual world comes into our lives.
S jedne strane, čitav duhovni svijet dolazi u naš život.
Totally new values,
potpuno nove vrijednosti,
new goals,
novi ciljevi,
new lifestyles,
novi životni stil,
new sense what is important and what is unimportant.
Novi osjećaj za ono što je važno, što nije važno.
And this what comes from the spiritual world, this, let us say, the spiritual world which comes around, begins to collide with our world of ego.
I taj duhovni svijet koji si radi započinje sudarati sa našim svijetom ega.
And the way this collision happens is a very, very interesting topic.
A način na koji se odvija taj sudar je vrlo, vrlo zanimljiva tema.
I said the world of our ego.
Rekao sam svijet našeg ega.
The ego has two aspects.
Ego ima dva vida.
A sense of identity, ahamta.
Ima osjećaj identiteta.
I am.
Ja sam.
And a sense of possessions, mamata, this is mine.
I osjećaj posjedovanja, mamata, ovo je moj.
And although these concepts sound so innocent and small, they are very, very expensive.
Iako ti pojmovi zvuče vrlo nevino, malo oni su stvari vrlo ekspanzivni.
My body, my interest, my country, my war against my enemies.
Moje tijelo, moj interes, moja zemlja, moj rat protiv neprijatelja.
My plans.
Moj plan.
My hopes.
Moje nade.
My frustration.
Moje frustracije.
It's a big, big, big world. There is the limit of this world.
To je veliki, veliki, veliki svijet. Gdje moje granice neće?
Not something small.
To nije nešto malo.
Something very theoretical. It's extremely practical because it's always with you, even when you go to the toilet. Even then you bring the word of your false ego along with you.
Hare
Krishna. So that when before the pure souls can bring us back to Godhead, they have to do the work of making this world, destroying this world ultimately. When I came back from the beautiful island of Hua, being driven by Ricardo Lee, we had a little informal Dr. Roshni meeting in Edita's beautiful Kingdom of God in his apartment, and we were discussing a little bit about
Prabhupada.
And somehow this, I forgot exactly how the discussion came on you know, I wanted to express a little bit what impressed me so much at Srila
Prabhupada.
And after a little while of reflection, I said, he was the only one who was attacking my ego very strongly and of whom I accepted it.
I nakon nekog razmišljanja rekao sam, on je svoj bio jedina osoba koja je vrlo, vrlo snažno napadala moje ego, ali koja sam ja to prihvaćala.
And I felt very good.
Ja se sjećam sam jako dobro da sam to radio.
Prabhupada had and I told the devotees a story that Sravanath Maharaj had just related to me also. Prabhupada was on a morning walk. It was in Central Park, New York, and it was winter time, so that the puddles of water were covered with a thin layer of, or a thick layer, some layer of ice.
Tada je bila zima, to je bilo u Central Parku i tamo su sve lopte sa vodom bile prekrivene nekim slojem vode, ne bi mi bilo da je
so Prabhupada, when he saw these puddles, these frozen puddles of water, he changed his, how to express it, he left his ordinary course, walking course, and bent over to the puddles of water and began to correct them with his walking stick.
Ako je kao tako primijetio te zaleđene lukve, onda je skrenuo sa svojeg uhodanog puta, došao do njih i počeo probijati led svojim štapom.
This happened often, maybe, I don't know, about 7 times, 10 times. The boys were really thinking, what is he doing? What?
I to se puno puta dogodilo tijekom te šetnje, možda 7 ili 10 puta, i tako se pitali, što to radi, zašto to radi?
Later they found out that he also did this on the morning walk in Chicago. So finally, being pained by intense inquisitiveness, one devotee went to Srila Prabhupada and said, I'm sorry, I'm not impolite, but could you just say, the devotees want to know, why are you cracking the puddles of ice?
And jedan bakla je prišao Prabhupada i rekao, uprosti me, želim biti nepristojan. Ali to je nam više nekako pratiti, zašto ti prodaješ kamer na rukom?
It is my duty.
Tako da rekao, to je moja dužnost.
Ne mislio.
A on je to objasnio.
These puddles are originally liquid water.
Te lopte izvorom sebe sadržaju tekuću vodu.
In the same way, we all are originally Krishna conscious living entities with all our love going to
Krishna.
But just like the water becomes frozen when it's very, very cold, our love is frozen by false ego.
Naša ljubav zaleže lažni ego. To su vrlo duboke riječi.
Our hearts are covered by the eyes of ego.
Naša srca su prekrivena ledom ego.
My duty is to correct that.
Moja dužnost je to probiti.
Prabhupada was very picturesque and he gave examples of philosophy which are not just some mere academic examples, but which are very, very practical. Yes. So, this is to be expected, my dear audience. When you meet Srila Prabhupada and his teachings in his books and so on, there will be a little revolt of your false ego. He won't like to be cracked like a puddle. He will try to be aggressive. He has some aggressiveness in the ego.
I draga moja publika, znači to morate očekivati kada se suočite sa Prabhupadinim učenjima i knjigama, vaš ego to neće voljeti i to će biti s njegove strane ta agresija, bit će opiran.
When you read Prabhupada's books, your intellect will be challenged.
Kada čitate Prabhupada knjige, vaš intelekt će biti izazvan.
Your lifestyles will be challenged.
Vaši životni stilovi će biti izazvan.
Your dear values will be challenged.
Vaše drage vrijednosti će biti izazvan.
Your culture will be challenged.
Vaša kultura će biti izazvan.
Your whole world of ego will be challenged.
Vaš čitav svijet ega će biti izazvan.
And the way how you face this challenge will decide how much you will advance in your spiritual life.
A način na koji odgovorite na taj izazov će odlučiti koliko ćete napredovati u duhovnom životu.
Prabhupada had a way to teach us as his disciples, which he would call the henna method.
Prabhupada je imao način podučavanja nas učenika, to je nazivalo metodom čepića.
Once a god brother of mine, he is now Dhammakrishna Goswami, was the temple commander of the Los Angeles temple.
Jedan je jedan moj brat po Bogu, sada je Dhammakrishna Goswami, bio narodnim hramom Los Angeles.
For those who have not been in or lived in temples, the temple commander is that one individual who commands everyone around or to express it more neutrally, he is giving he's distributing the services. Better you explain it like this.
Za vas koji niste upućeni naše hramske ljude, najavnih hrama je osoba koja okolo svima naređuje što da rade, odnosno koja dijeli službe.
Those of you who know Tama Krishna Maharaj know that he is an individual who is very strong.
On je vas koji poznaje Tama Krishna Maharaja, znaje da je on jedan vrlo snažan pojedinac.
He must have been a strong temple commander.
Svoga koja je bio vrlo snažan najavnih hrama.
So Prabhupada called him in his room.
I Prabhupada je jednom pozvao u svog sobu. I rekao mi je, Tama, to je Krishna.
The whole spiritual world emanates.
Iz njega emanira čitav duhovni svijet.
Just a tiny little corner of the spiritual world is the material existence.
Samo mali kutak tog svijeta sačinjava materijalni svijet.
In this tiny little corner there are millions of universes.
U tom malom kutku postoje nebrojeni svijet.
Each one of them has many, many planets.
Svaki od njih ima toliko mnogo, mnogo planeta.
In one of these universes is one small, little, dust-like speck of a planet called planet Earth.
U jednom od tih svemira je mali, mali planet, jedan zemlja koji je kao planet Ošin.
There are many countries on the planet Earth.
I na tom planetu zemlja postoje puno demaja.
Many towns.
Puno gradova.
And one is called Los Angeles.
A jedan se zove Los Angeles.
There is, there are many, many roads. One is called Hollywood Boulevard.
I tu ima jako puno cesta, također jedna se zove Hollywood Boulevard.
And there are 2,500 houses on the Hollywood Boulevard.
I to se 250,000 kuća na tom.
But there is one which has the number of our houses.
Međutim, samo jedna od njih je broj naše kuće.
There is one Tama Krishna.
I to je jedan Tama Krishna.
Not Maharaj, Tama Krishna.
Tama Krishna, to reče gdje su.
And he thinks he controls everything.
A on misli da sve kontrolira.
You can imagine. My mother was devastated. His world had just cracked. His puddle was treated.
Njegova loka je bila podijena.
Yes,
this happened when we met Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, and it still happens.
I dalje se događa.
I think anyone who reads in this transcendental literature is very much seeing this effect, how sometimes the intellect also revolts against God. How could he say it like this? How could he see it like this?
Isto tako je kad se dalje odbija kad na primjer čitam iz ove fotografije. Često puta se ima buni, kako to može reći ovako, kako može to vidjeti kako?
Sometimes it was not easy for his sister.
Ponekad to za njegove učenike nije bilo lako.
There was one Purushottam Prabhu, who was very much convinced that the Americans and the landed to the moon and on the moon and explored it.
Na primjer, bio jedan Purushottam Prabhu koji je bio vrlo čvrsto uvjeren da su Amerikanci zaista došli do mjeseca i tamo ste živi.
But Prabhupada said and wrote.
I Prabhupada je rekao i napisao.
They never went to the moon.
Da nikada nisu otišli na mjesec.
By the way, now 50% of the NASA is also convinced that they did not go.
Danas, na primjer, već 50% NASA isto vjera da nikada nisu otišli.
But Purushottam was deadly convinced.
Purushottam je bio na smrt uvjeren da je to bilo tako.
So he said, Prabhupada, I want to show you a film. Please see this
film. Ja rekao, Prabhupada, želim ti pokazati jedan film. Možete pogledati.
Of the moon landing.
снимка слетания на месяц.
Prabhupada agreed to it, but he also combined it with some practical work. He asked the servant to shave his head while he was
looking at it.
I don't know if you have seen this movie. I saw it when I was young. You know, you saw this. It was what is it called? The astronautic spaceship. I think it's called the shuttle. And so, thank you very much. The shuttle, you know, landed on the moon, and they came out. And they looked like Venus and their equipment.
Purushottam
was in great triumph.
Purushottam was such a great triumph.
See, this is a triumph of the human race. What do you
say
now?
For a short moment, I think you really waltz.
It's all right now. For a moment, you could only hear the the hair machine. And then Prabhupada smiled and he said, "They never went to the moon." Purushottam was boiling. So he went, he had to do services in the kitchen. Prabhupada was giving the reasons why they could not have possibly have gone to the moon. And all of a sudden the discussion was disturbed by a loud explosion from the kitchen. And you know, Bodhi immediately ran to the kitchen to see what was going on. And he saw Purushottam's face was all covered with black substances. He had made a shams, which is made by boiling ghee, and then you put the spices, and if you are not careful, the fire, the gas, can sometimes come into the ghee, and then it burns and explodes. And this had happened to Purushottam. He was maybe absent-minded, his cooking had exploded.
И после этого Пурушоттам, значит, я немного расстрессен, и я думаю, потому что припрямил, эксплодировал.
So the devotees asked, what happened?
Собаки питали, что с тобой?
You could hear into the silence of the room Prabhupada's voice. Пурушоттам went to the moon.
Пурушоттам went to the moon.
This was called the hammer treatment. Purushottam couldn't take it, and next morning there was a letter. I'm sorry, I've gone back to America.
Purushottam to nije mogao podnijeti I iduće jutro svanuo njegovo pismo, žao mi je, moram se vratiti na Ameriku.
All traditions tell you that if you want to go to the kingdom of God, you have to purify your ego.
A sve tradicije nam govore da ako želite otići u duhovni u kraljevstvo Bože, morate očistiti svoje ego.
You have to leave the world to go to God.
Morate napustiti svijet da biste otišli Bogu.
And this is not just a geographical journey.
I to nije samo geografsko putovanje.
It is an inner journey. Where you leave one concept to go into another concept. At the end of Vishwanath of Madhurya Kadambini, the great Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains to us about this journey from the world of ego to the world of Krishna.
Kaže, vaš Višana Čakravarti tako ne objašnjava to putovanje.
Servant of the Lord. Just like his many associates, I am also. And the Lord is mine. He is the object of my service. He is mine.
He
is my everything. More important than my
everything.
This is the progression. How would you grade your spiritual advancement? How much are you in that world and how much are you in this world? I think most of us are with one leg in this world, in the ego world, and then with another leg trying very carefully to find
a
position in the other
concept. I think that the situation is one of the other people in the world, and the other people are
so we don't stand any longer safe and firm in this world. And we are not yet standing firmly in the other world. We are like, someone in whose feet is in one boat, you know? You know this can be, you can, maybe someone of you can, some spiritual man can show us, you know, when you have your feet in two boats and both of them are shaky, it is a really difficult situation. For the spiritualist, this world is no longer a safe and sure place. And the spiritual world, yes.
But
he is not yet fixed there also. That's why some spiritualists, if you look at them from a material perspective, are a little shaky. They need some firm ground underneath their feet. Some normal situation, some emotional stability and so on. It's very important. If you forget to make such arrangements, your journey is shaky. The Holy Scriptures describe to us the progress from this one world to the next one. It is a complicated subject, but I will talk about it later. I want to now come to my most important point. I want to explain to you how Prabhupada made this transition possible. The way he taught.
načina koje se dešavaju.
Srila Prabhupada used to say that he did not invent anything.
Srila Prabhupada običava reći da ništa nije izmislio.
He said he brought the same teachings as Krishna and had delivered to Arjuna to us.
Rekao je jednako da mi je isto učenje koje Krishna dao Arjuna.
I remember I could see this greatness of this once when Prabhupada met a well-known German, how to call him? He was he was like a psychotherapeut, you could say, but more spiritually oriented. His name was Georg Durkheim. He was an elderly gentleman. And he had made a very well-organized therapy center with many houses and many people living there. It's almost like an ashram.
I on je bio imao vrlo organizirane centre za terapiju u zemlji, je živio jako puno ljudi, imao dosta tih centara i to je bilo više kao ašerstvo.
He had been a German officer in the Second World War was very much well known in Germany.
Bio je jako poznat u Njemačkoj, bio je časnik u Njemačkoj vojsci tijekom Drugog svjetskog rata.
He had been very much impressed by Zen Buddhism, which he visited in Japan. And he wanted to now meet Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada liked him very much, and so did he. Prabhupada called him, "You are my younger brother." And see, I have still all my teeth. Do you have all your teeth? Very intimately talking to you. So, one morning, Graf Durkheim asked Prabhupada his most important question. How do you teach your disciples? How do you make them understand about the world which is beyond the world of our ego? Most probably he had in mind, you know, Roshi Master, Zen Master, where the monks were meditating, when he saw someone was sleeping, he takes a stick and goes,
"Man!"
So how do you teach your disciples? What is your method? The Prabhupada, it was on a morning walk, both of them walked, and he came along with them. Prabhupada stopped and grabbed her
hand.
Prabhupada looked directly into the eyes. And he said, "I tell them what Krishna has said. That's all." Not as if you continue
to continue.
That's a strong information for
Prabhupada.
What did Prabhupada mean with this simple sentence? How can you teach someone by just telling him something? Prabhupada's conviction was that the words of God have an innate power. The power to destroy illusion. Krishna's words are like this. They are compared to light and the illusion of material life to darkness.
materijalni život se tu upoređuje sa hranom.
It is said in the first canto of the Bhagavatam that in Kali Yoga, when our religion and renunciation has left the world, then the Bhagavatam has appeared like the sun, which dispels the
darkness.
This is a Prabhupada, totally dependent on Krishna, with total faith in Krishna. I want to end my lecture now by telling you how Prabhupada is accessible to you, now. I have many times seen in young devotees who are not directly initiated by Prabhupada a pain. Oh, I miss Prabhupada.
Puno puta sam vidio mladi bakta koji nije pravo pa direktno inicirano, nekog nešto bolo, propustio sam pravo.
He had left the planet when I became interested in Krishna consciousness.
Kad sam ja se zainteresirao za svjetlost Krishna, ne već napustio planet.
Other saints came much later.
Ili neki još kasnije su došli.
And they feel bereft of the possibility to be directly connected with Prabhupada.
Ja osjećao sam više nemogućnosti da se izravno povežu sa Prabhupada.
But this understanding is incorrect.
Međutim, to shvaćanje je pogrešno.
These great souls can still be contacted.
Mi i dalje možemo doći u Boga svojim velikim dušama.
Because life is eternal. They never die.
Zato što je život vječan, oni nikada ne umiru.
They are there.
Oni su tu.
They remain with us.
Oni ostaju s nama.
You know Pontius Pilatus?
Da li znate Pontius Pilatus?
Pontius Pilatus. He was the representative of the Roman government who judged Jesus to be crucified.
On je bio predstavnik rimske vlade koji je osudio Isusa da bude rabljen.
So before he spoke his judgment, he looked. He was very intelligent. He looked into Jesus' eyes and asked him, "Then are you more powerful than you look when you are dead?"
Then the devil intervened and he pinned the finger to the face of the pillar as he said, "What should I do then? Can I see much more? Can I see you in the bushes?"
He understood that Jesus would live on in his teaching and would continue most properly to inspire everyone.
On je shvatio da će Isus nastaviti živjeti u svojim učenjima i također da će nastaviti ljude inspirirati.
And he was right. If he can make history, I think only knows for sure, was it 100 or 200 years, the Roman Empire had as its official state religion Christianity.
Gdje je pravo je neko što je potrebno, nisam sigurno, ne istoriji 200 godina službena religija Rimskog carstva posle kršćanstva.
Although Jesus
Iako su ti isti barbari ubili
Isusa. So, great saints live on in the message.
Dakle, veliki sveci nastavljaju živjeti u svojim porukama.
Many, many devotees have seen Prabhupada and have felt how Prabhupada directly appeared in their lives even after Prabhupada had disappeared.
Mnogi vrati su vidjeli Prabhupada i osjetili Prabhupada je direktno prisustvo svom životu i nakon što Prabhupada prisustvuje.
So some of them, Prabhupada appeared when they were not yet very familiar with Krishna consciousness and directed them to go for a temple.
Nekima mi se Prabhupada pojavio da još nisu baš bili upoznati sa svjesnošću Krishne i uputio ih da odu neki hram.
Others have been directed to the devotees who have given them initiation by Prabhupada.
Nekima je Prabhupada dao pustva koje bakti i bilo našim koje priđe da bi dobili inicijaciju.
In other words, Prabhupada is active and you can contact him.
Drugim rečima, Prabhupada je dalje aktivan i možete doći u dodir s njim.
But to do this, you have to become an antarmukha person.
Da biste to učinili, morate postati osoba koja je antarmukha.
You cannot remain a bahirmukha person if you want to contact Prabhupada.
Ne možete ostati osoba koja je bahirmukha ako želite doći u dvorište Prabhupada.
Antarmukha means literally inward facing.
Antramukha dasana znači osoba čije lice okrenuto prema unutra.
And Bahimukha means outward facing, or facing towards the outward world.
A Bahimukha znači okrenuto lice prema vanjskom svijetu.
The Antramukha person in relationship to a great saint wants to understand his instructions and move.
Antramukha osoba u odnosu prema svijetu želi shvatiti njegova uputstva i njegova raspoloženja.
The Bahimukha person in relationship to a great person just wants to decorate himself with the honor of being somehow connected to him.
Bahimukha osoba u odnosu prema velikom mrešnošću želi samo sebe zvona ukrasiti sa nekim obilježima koje će ga zvona povedati s odnosom.
The Antramukha person, the inward facing person, keeps Prabhupada in his heart.
Antramukha osoba, koga je unutra, ona drži Prabhupada u svom srcu.
And his instructions.
Također je njegov uputstva.
And the Bahimukha person, he will take a button and stick it on his t-shirt.
A Bahimukha osoba, Prabhupada button. Znači uzeti neki breć sa velikom Prabhupada i to staviti na svoj breć.
It will be outward.
Znači to je nešto iza mene.
Yes. There are many Antramukha persons who keep Prabhupada hidden in their heart.
Znači postoje mnogi Antramukha osobe koje čuvaju Prabhupada u svom srcu.
Yes. I have told you, I believe, of Peter Bilbash. He used to be a very powerful athlete and is now a personality trainer.
Mm-hmm. Just to mention that also before I played a bit of athletic, I had Peter Bilbash.
Tennis trainer, yeah.
Okay. Tennis trainer, yeah. Uh-huh. Is that a
personality trainer? Now, yes, he used to be a tennis star, but mm-hmm. now when he's, no, he's a little older, I think around 60, 50, 60, he is a personality trainer.
Znači prije je bio tenisač, a sada kad je došao u 150 i 60 godine, i sada je trener ličnosti.
Oh, I think George Harrison might have been such a person, or such a good power, but in the heart.
Također mislim da George Harrison bi takva osoba koja bi držala pravda na svom srcu.
He kept him a little bit hidden, was his private thing. Now George Harrison is either on his deathbed or he has left his body already. I'm not informed because I'm on cloud.
Sada George Harrison ili na samrti ili nešto posjeti, ali nisam dobro obavješen jer su bilo hvala.
He had cancer, he got a terrible cancer which could no longer be operated. He had done 5 operations, but he knows this is it.
Obolio je duže sa vrste raka i više nije mogao nakon 5 operacija ništa učiniti da se to odstrani zemlje od tijela.
He was a musician, very well known person, he had a lot of influence, and he used to do many things also on the spiritual field. He was with the TM organization, and it almost looked like spiritual shopping.
On je bio glazbenik, bio također vrlo utjecajna i poznata osoba, a također je bio dosta aktivan na duhovnom polju i to je imao kontakta sa puno organizacija, na primjer sa TM, tako da je kao neka vrsta duhovnog shoppinga, što je pomalo bio.
But then it came really to the essence, it was shown how deep George thinks and
kada je se došlo do srži svega, onda se pokazalo koliko stvari George Harrison na duboko srcu imao Prabhupada.
When he knew that he would die in half a year or 3 months, you never know, he started to change his life totally for Prabhupada.
Ja sam ga doznao da on prostaje još možda 3 mjeseca, 6 mjeseci, onda je potpuno promijenio svoj život tako da bi mogao nastaviti poslušati Prabhupada.
Each day he began to jump 32 rounds.
Svaki dan je počeo mantati 32 kruga.
He worked a little in the garden get flowers to an altar which he made
for Prabhupada.
And then he came into the bedridden position, then he could not get up and help himself. and needed us.
A zatim kada je ušao stvorena sama, u sve došao do da više se ne mogu kajati, mora biti prikala za posljednje.
He made a press release. Anyone who feels connected to me on such and such day, please or call out Hare Krishna.
Da je vijest i radnost, svi vi koji osjećate bilo kako povezani sa mnom, molite me, molim vas na taj taj datum, samo svijetu za Hare Krishna.
I don't know if you got the information here in Yugoslavia, but at least in Germany, even the Bild-Zeitung is really the newspaper. You wouldn't even consider to read one letter. Even the Bild-Zeitung carried this. We must chant Hare Krishna. Just very nice.
Ali u Njemačkoj svaka je novina, pa čak i Bild Zeitung koji bi mi se htjeli pročitati mi slovo, tako je užasno. Čak oni su napisali, svi moramo pjevati Hare Krishna, George Harrison, to je.
He knew, Prabhupada wanted him to preach Krishna consciousness as a music star, and he did this.
On je znao da je Prabhupada nema htio da kao glazbena zvijezda prepovijeda se sa Krishna i on to učinio.
It worked.
I to je uspjelo.
I was in the temple, and I heard in one temple in Heidelberg, and he did a memorial kirtan for him.
Yes, I went to Heidelberg, but I was in the spomen in my kirtan.
And then we heard from one apartment of people who had never gone to the temple. They were also, Hare Krishna, Major Shiv, Hare Krishna.
I was in the spomen, I feel like Hare Krishna, but I didn't know what you did.
Yes. So there must be an it, so it was not visible to the outside world, but it was here in the
heart.
You can't contact Prabhupada now by mobile handy phone or by electronic computer. You can't contact Prabhupada in any external way. You will have to become an Antarmika person. You will have to go to the heart.
And
the way to contact Prabhupada is through the heart.
Način na koji možemo stupiti u udalište Prabhupada je budu srca.
Yes, you need to understand his moods, his feelings, his what he's all about.
Da, morate shvatiti njegove raspoloženje, njegove osjećaje, što stvari na čini kakvim se povije.
And in this way you will much proper, you will get great help to him.
I na taj način ćemo mu jako puno pomoći.
I wish you all the best in contacting this great person. By this arrangement you will go back home, back to
Godhead.
Be aware, when meeting him, two words will come together. And it's good. Don't avoid this.
Budite svjesni da će se suraditi na svijet, a to je dobro, nemojte to izbjegavati.
Then you have skeptical questions. It's good. It is a must. No, someone who does not have questions and who does not revolt, he is most probably self-realized or a fool.
I dobro je imati ta skeptična pitanja. To stvar je nužno, jer osoba koja nema nikakva pitanja ili je samo spoznata ili je budala.
So you have to do this work.
Znači morate napraviti taj rad.
This transformation from the I and mine into Krishna servant, service in Krishna, the service is mine, I am Krishna's servant and Krishna's mine. That is a transformation, it is some work.
Znači morate napraviti taj preobražaj iz ovog svijeta, ja i moj, do razumijevanja. Ja sam Krishna sluga i Krishna mu.
It's the most blissful and exciting project which you ever could imagine.
To je najblaženiji i najzbudljiviji projekt koji uopće možete zamisliti.
After all, we want the water to flow.
Na poseku želimo da voda poteče.
We want our love to go.
Želimo da naša ljubav do sebe priša.
We don't want like ice.
Želimo led.
Yeah. people know.
From the first day.
Yes. So on this day, Prabhupada left the planet. How many years is it?
Koliko mnogo godina kada je Prabhupada napustio planet?
34 years.
34 godine.
So long.
Kako mnogo?
24
Kako ćemo doći u dodir sa
Prabhupadom? I want to recommend you a few ways.
Želim preporučiti neki način.
Very nice is to sometimes see a video of Prabhupada, to just get an idea how he moved about, because his personality was very extraordinary.
Jedna dobra stvar, na primjer, pogledati video kada je to o Prabhupadu. Samo način koji sam kretao, zato što čitala njegova ličnost, bila jako izvaredna.
Then it's very advantageous to read about his life. Very nice books, and I believe in Croatian he has the biography and a summarized version.
I također je bilo povoljno čitati na njegovom životu. Imamo na njegovu biografiju, a mislim također na hrvatskom postoji skraćena verzija te biografije.
But most important, Prabhupada says, he identified where he can be found. I am living in my book.
Na najvažnije sam Prabhupada rekao gdje ga se može naći, rekao ja živim u svom knjigama.
As a child I had a book. You know, you would open it. Can you see it already? No, you have not, you didn't have this book. That, I can see it already because I had this book. And you open it, the whole castle would appear. Did you know this book?
Wow.
I would do it the whole day. I was just
doing
so I'm now in my you know, I joined when I was a child, when I was 16 years old, so I still think in these ways. I sometimes think when you read Prabhupada's books, all of a sudden,
he comes out of his books.
I mean this in a literal, yes. What I mean to say is, you will feel how you read something which directly speaks to your heart. If you read in this way, I want to meet you. You know, this is meant for me now. And when you do it, it works. Yeah, I
think
then you know this was a mysterium which I just experienced. So most of the Hare Krishna people don't read, but I know this. They never read, so they now also don't read. But please, you have to change the subject if you want to meet Prabhupada.
Molim vas, ali morate promijeniti tu naviku ako želite se susresti sa
Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurikai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Om. Now I want to look at the wristwatch. It's already a little late. We want to make it Guru Puja to Prabhupada, where all of you will have the opportunity to offer a flower to Shiva Prabhupada on this glorious day and give your testimony of your faith.
Thank you.